In our call to worship today, we're going to be in Luke chapter 19, and that's where the message of the morning is going to come from. And I want to read just a few verses of Scripture from Luke chapter 19, which give the account of the entry of our Lord into Jerusalem. And the Lord says in verse 30, "Go ye into the village over against you, in the which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon ye never man sat, loose him, and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, why do ye loose him? Thus shall ye say unto him, because the Lord hath need of him. And they that were sent went their way, and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said unto him, why loose ye the colt? And they said, the Lord hath need of him. And they brought him to Jesus." This particular passage has always been a blessing to me, because there's so many lessons that are found there, lessons for the disciples. As they went there, everything was just as Jesus said was going to happen. But I think the one lesson that stands out to me is that simple statement, "because the Lord hath need of him," was good enough for the owners. You think about that. That statement, "the Lord hath need of him," was good enough. There was no debate. There was no discussion about, well, I'll rent him out to you. Rent a donkey for the day. Nothing like that. There's absolutely nothing of any kind of discussion, back and forth, talk about, make sure you bring him back when you're done with him, like we would have had, right? Those are the kind of conversations we have. Well, make sure you bring it back better than I sent it to you. None of that is discussed here. It's simply they accepted the word that the Lord hath need of him. Now, I want you to think about your life. Let's make it personal. Is the Lord needing something good enough, or is there a debate that takes place between you and the Lord? Or is there a discussion about it? Or are there conditions laid out for it? You think about this particular situation here. That donkey belonged to somebody. It was part of their livelihood. Naturally, you would think there'd be lots of questions. Why are you taking that donkey? You don't have permission to do that. That's the first thing I would have said. I have to do that all the time. I'll see some kid wheeling a pitching machine out from the box. I say, where are you going with that? I'm going to shoot some balls. And say, no, you're not. Put it back. You know, you're jealous for things that belong to you or to a ministry or whatever. You want to take good care of. You want to make sure somebody doesn't get hurt. But the message that the Lord hath need of him was good enough. And I ask you this morning, is it good enough for you? Is the Lord speaking to your heart simply good enough? I have need of you. I have need of you, and I need you to go there. Yes, Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Simply good enough. I have need of you. That one phrase is very telling about what kind of heart you have. What kind of heart do you have this morning on this Palm Sunday? Those people, whatever the Lord said, that was good enough for them. They let him take him and use him for whatever purposes he had. I think it's important for us to have that same spirit. It may not involve you directly. It may involve you indirectly. It may involve your children or your grandchildren. Are you willing? Whatever, Lord, whatever you need, they're yours. That kind of heart tells what kind of walk you have with the Lord, whether it's a close walk or whether it's kind of a distant walk, or maybe walking 10, 15 steps behind. Just not there yet with the Lord. May God help us to have that kind of spirit that was demonstrated on Palm Sunday thousands of years ago by an individual who did not even know the disciples, did not know the Lord, but accepted the Lord hath need of him, and then he allowed him to go. May we have that kind of heart and that kind of spirit as we serve our Lord.